fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and happy Advent to you. We're in this fantastic season of the church year. It's such a blessing. It is such a blessing to be Catholic and to be able to take 2,000 years of church history and be brought right to the present moment, the present day, how the church has lived this liturgy, that is, this way of life together, this way of worship and remembering all that Jesus has done, the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, his life, the church remembers throughout every church year. Advent means the comings of Jesus. We reflect on his first coming, which we'll celebrate on Christmas. And then we also spend a lot of the season preparing ourselves for his return. To be a follower of Jesus is to live in a posture of being alert, being sober, being clear-headed, being filled with a sense of urgency, being a man or a woman on mission, knowing I know who I am, what it means to have been born again in Jesus Christ in baptism. I know who he has made me. I know the work he's doing in me, and I know what he has sent me to do. It's a season like Advent that can help us in our busy lives, in this crazy world we're living in, that's constantly selling us distractions, constantly trying to get us really addicted to distractions, and to convince us that the point of life is to make sure that every day we make sure that life on earth is a kind of fun house, that it's about my comfort, it's about my pleasure. It's about my acquiring honors and recognition and achievements and all the rest. Nothing wrong with using the gifts God has given you and the work and the vocation he's given you to be excellent. And if recognition comes with it, not a problem with that. I'm talking about hearts set on human recognition and honor. Those are two different things. Because Advent is a season to remember that each one of us, your heart and mine, are meant to be sent first on Jesus Christ and his plan and his purpose. It's a season of rearranging and reordering of our priorities where they need to be reordered. The church keeps circling back on these things because she knows that in this world we're living in a spiritual battle. And it's very easy to just drift along with the broader culture that literally is selling us a radically different way of life. Absolutely. A different identity, a different sense of what it means to be human. What's the purpose of being here? What is it that we're trying to do, and how should we use our time, our talent, and our treasure? To be Christian today is like any time in history, but I think a growing time of ever greater intensity in the world's opposition against the kingdom, so it calls forth a greater awareness of who we are and a deep decision to live a countercultural way of life. Friends, the culture is not friendly to the gospel right now, despite what some voices in the church might want to tell you. It's not. And you can see it and you can feel it. How we live, as I said on yesterday's program, really matters in the end. And this is a season to make a searching moral inventory of our lives and being deeply honest with ourselves as individuals, as couples, as families. Are we living the life that the church is exhorting us to live through the teaching of Jesus and the apostles and demonstrating for us in the lives of the saints? Before I forget, I want to mention to you, friends, if you haven't tuned into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs, these Advent themes, which are beginning to open up, they're there on the website. You can listen to the program right there on your computer or download them and put them on whatever device works for you to listen to them whenever it's convenient for you. And as I've been talking about the teaching of the scriptures in these days and the teaching of the catechism, which the church underlines for us to kind of take up again, one of the most important things is this season of Advent is readiness for the return of the Lord. So I thought it'd be helpful maybe to read some of the passages from the catechism, maybe to drive you to those yourself so you can meditate on them. Catechism is great because it proclaims the truth of the teaching of the church for us, but it also gathers the scripture, gathers the teaching of the fathers of the church and the others that we can chew on that give the foundation for the actual teaching that's presented here in the catechism. So I'm going to look at paragraph 678. It says, following the steps of the prophets and John the Baptist, Jesus announced the judgment of the last day in his preaching. Then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of hearts be brought to light. Then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. Our attitude to our neighbor will disclose acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love. On the last day, Jesus will say, "Truly, I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Each one of those sentences is taken directly from a passage from Scripture, the words of Jesus or the words of the apostles who are echoing the teaching of Jesus. Really, what it means to be a Catholic is simply to be a Jesus follower. Jesus leads the way, the apostles and the communities which they preached to and they grew, all of us, and ever since then, it's like a flowing river. We're all moving in the wake, maybe, of Jesus. It's his life we seek to imitate. It's Jesus we want to conform our lives to. It's a radically different approach than the world. The world is all about accepting a God, if they're going to accept a God at all. The world today wants to accept a God that they can shape and form, a God that fits into my lifestyle, a God that signs off, as it were, on my lifestyle, that the point of this life is about me not following and imitating somebody, but the point of life is for me to be the origin of my own identity, to self-create, to be the master of my own destiny. And we want a God that bends the knee to us and the choices we make for our lives rather than the other way around. Friends, it is so clear the difference between the two kingdoms. And to live in between the two with one foot in the world, the kingdom of this world, and one foot in the kingdom of heaven is to be divided. As the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's an expression of a lack of real buy-in. And the only way to live in Christ is to go all the way in. Why? Because it's true. It's absolutely true. There's no other way to find salvation than to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But the world puts its hooks in us and puts all kinds of bait on the line. The devil throws out all kinds of bait. He knows the kind of bait that will seduce you. Is it desire for pleasure? Saying yes to the desires of your flesh? Sexual sin? Too much of the wrong food? Too much of the wrong drink? Is it gold and the glitter? Is it the diamonds and the money? Is that what attracts you? Or is it honor? Recognition by the world. I want to be famous, the star of the screen. I want to be set apart from the herd. I want to be sure that everybody knows I'm above the herd. There's something absolutely special about me. All those temptations that have been there forever, the devil knows where we're vulnerable. Remember, he tested Jesus in the desert. Just prior to the launch of his ministry, Jesus went to make war against the devil and declare his freedom over and against him. The devil tried to tempt Jesus with those very things. He said, "Look, I'm in charge of all of it in this world. I've got all the money in the world. I've got all the kingdoms of this world." And he said to Jesus, imagine the chutzpah and the arrogance and the pride of the devil. He said, "I will give you everything in this world if you worship me." What's the devil after? In the Faustian bargain that you can take in this world, a bargain that says, okay, I'm going to take a little bit of what the devil offers because I don't want to say no to all the tasty stuff in this world. But what he's after is he's willing to give you a little bit. He's willing to give you something in this world that'll give you pleasure temporarily or give you position temporarily. But all of it's for an end, friend. And saying yes to him in any way, saying yes to him is to say yes to sin. Sin is the refusal of the will of God. It's to say no to this call that's so strong here in Advent, which is the call to be in a posture of readiness, to be purified, to be alert, to be at the service of the King, at the service of Jesus as our primary number one goal, a single-hearted devotion to Christ, to know that I'm no longer my own, but I'm now his possession. I belong to Jesus. And my passion is to see his name glorified, not my name glorified. That's the transformation that Jesus is after. The devil wants to draw you down the other path because at the end of the day, he wants you to worship him as God. And he will make you a slave. That's what he's after. So again, paragraph 678, following the steps of the prophets and John the Baptist, Jesus announced the judgment of the last day in his preaching. pastors out there, priests, bishops, I hope you brothers are preaching the Last Judgment and preaching it clearly and putting a healthy anticipation for the glory and the grace of the kingdom, and also the healthy fear of God and a healthy fear of sin for all those that you're shepherding, you're leading. Don't be afraid, brothers, to give it to us just exactly like Jesus gave it, just exactly like the apostles did. That's love. That's love. Don't edit the mail, as it were. Then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of the hearts be brought to light. Then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. Wow. God's offering mercy, for God so loved, he gave his only son. He's offering us a way out. We can't get out on our own. The question is, are we receiving it? Are we saying yes to it? If we don't, it's clear here in the Catechism, Scripture, we will be condemned, eternally separated from God. Our attitude toward our neighbor will disclose the acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love. Jesus said he'd know us by our fruit, by our works, and are we obeying his commandments to love neighbor? If you love me, Jesus said, you'll keep my commandments. Paragraph 679, Christ is Lord of eternal life. Profoundly important theme of Advent. He's the Lord. Eternal life belongs to him. And as he said in the Gospel of John, he's the one who has the power within himself to give dying human beings a share in eternal life. And that's what Christianity is. Christianity is a new life. It goes on, full right to pass definitive judgment on the works and on the hearts of men belongs to him as Redeemer of the world. He acquired this right by the cross in his triumph and his victory over the powers of sin and death. I added that last part. The Father has given all judgment to the Son. Yet the Son did not come to judge, but to save and to give the life he has in himself. That's why Christianity is a new life. That's what Jesus wants to give us, a share in life so we can pass from death to life. By rejecting grace in this life, one already judges oneself, receives according to one's works, and can even condemn oneself for all eternity by rejecting the Spirit of love, that is, the Holy Spirit. It couldn't be more clear. Let me ask you again, let me plead with you again, friend, to go to these sections in the Catechism, section 678, 679, and the paragraphs that are before it. And then it's got these brief lines at the end. I just want to read the last little line, the reminder, a summary of what's been taught in this section. That's paragraph 682. When he comes at the end of time to judge the living and the dead, the glorious Christ will reveal the secret disposition of hearts and will render to each man according to his works and according to his acceptance or refusal of grace. Friends, that's what's in play right now. You're here on earth. This is what it's about, to make this choice for or against God. It doesn't matter what else you accomplish on earth. You miss this, you make the wrong choice on this, you die an absolute failure. Christ wants you to win with him and to live with him forever. Let's make that choice today and every day. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.